Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app and, of course, streaming on YouTube at the Team 980. And it's my pleasure now. I don't think I've ever done an interview with this many boxes on the screen, this many different voices, so we'll try to keep everybody straight. We got Clifford and Griffin Nash, who are in charge of the new film Coach about TJ Oshie and TJ's pops, of course, Coach Osh. And TJ is with us as well, the 2018 Stanley Cup champion. Fellas, how we doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I feel like that was TJ. And then I want to make sure for the radio audience, we get everyone's voices straight. So, Cliff and Griff, if you guys could just say hi and who you are real quick, that way the radio audience knows which voice is which when we get there.
Sure. Yeah, I'm Cliff Nash. I'm one of the directors of Coach. And yeah. I'm Griffin Nash, the co-director of Coach. And we're identical twins, so hopefully we don't sound too much alike. So
there's only so much we can do. We did our best. That's the best radio trick I got in the bag. So hopefully everyone can keep everybody straight. And I got a chance to watch the film this morning. It was great. It was such an interesting film to me because obviously this is a tremendously emotional story that a lot of us, especially in DC, are on some level familiar with. But what I appreciated about the film and I wanted to ask all three of you about is kind of that approach to the emotional roller coaster of the story. It didn't have any manufactured drama. It told the story and let the emotions of the story kind of carry the story throughout. Is that something that was conscious? TJ, that feels very in line with your personality. So I'm curious what input you had there, or was it just maybe you answered the questions and that thus is the film that you're working with. So I'll start off with Cliff and Griff here as the directors here, but does that sound about right? Does that sound like an approach or a conscious thing that you guys had in mind as you made the film?
Yeah, I mean, just right off the bat, I mean, when we first met TJ, salt of the earth type of guy, we knew there was a story there, and we do a lot of work with professional athletes, and, you know, right from the beginning, we knew that there was a human story there, and it was unique, and as we started diving into interviewing TJ and talking to him about his life and then talking to him about Coach, we knew that there was this beautiful father-son story that I think, to speak on behalf of my brother and I, like, we grew up playing hockey. We went to the rink growing up, those 6 a.m. Sunday morning games, you know, like there's a bond that you develop with your parent when you're going and doing all that over and over again, all through your youth. And we just knew there was a story there. And then when we got to know more about TJ's story, and just there was this parallel that was basically, as TJ's NHL career was skyrocketing, Coach's health started to go down just because he was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of Alzheimer's. And I just think that when we started contrasting those two stories and then started working with TJ and developing how he was going to tell this story, we were just blown away at how connected it felt and how like the emotional strings of it. And it was just a beautiful story. And that's how it really evolved. And I mean, I can pass it off to my twin brother to, you know, finish my thought. But that was something that I just thought it was what hooked me from the beginning. And I think it's the most relatable thing from the story is that father-son journey. So, yeah, just to reiterate, I mean, this film, it's taken about 5 years to get to this point. So we've seen the story, like most documentary stories, change after you start. And I think just it goes back to TJ, just trusting us with the story, being honest on camera. Like, it goes back to that. It's like we're not driving anything here. We're just telling the story. And there's obviously some beautiful moments. NHL history wise, there's beautiful moments archive wise that, you know, it's the stuff that you can't Google. And I think it's a real story. That's where I would land on. So
TJ.
Yeah. I mean, the making of the doc was, you know, for me, you know, maybe I was a little nervous at the start to kind of open up, but these guys were so great to work with, so generous to come meet me and make everything work with a growing family. And so it was, they made me feel very comfortable that I could open up and share. And like they said, it's been a long process. So these guys have done a lot of work on this thing. I mean, I'm happy to do the interviews and, you know, sit through the story, but I'm not back there crunching clips and making things, everything look perfect and make everything slide perfectly. So the mastermind is behind these guys, and very proud of how they were able to portray and show the story of me and Coach and my family.
You mentioned ahead of the clip in the doc with Lindsay Zarniak, where you on the ice after winning the cup, she asks you like, "Hey, who's this for?" You say it's for Coach. You say in an interview right before that clip, like, "Hey, this was not something I was trying to do. Like, I wasn't trying to raise awareness. Like, this just naturally happened." Obviously, to make a documentary, you're making a conscious decision to share even more. So, TJ, why was now the right time? And why was this the right forum to share even more context and share even more about your story and your family's story?
Well, I think the one thing that I noticed after we won, you know, after the parties settled down a little bit, was
when took a nice swim through the fountains. You know?
Yeah. Once the swimming and the Nats games and all the stuff settled down, is the amazing outreach I got from people who were either in the same boat as me, that had a family member that was affected by Alzheimer's, someone that who had had someone in the past, or someone in their family. And I mean, there might have been as many people reach out about Alzheimer's and them, I don't want to say feeling comfort, but feeling like someone else is going through the same thing that they are. And there might have been as many of those people's reach out as many people that were excited about winning the Stanley Cup. So it really opened my eyes to how big and how many people have been affected by Alzheimer's, not only how it affects them, which is obviously terrible and tragic, but also affects the families of the people that care for them, the people that have those amazing memories with them that their family members no longer remember. So, to raise awareness and to just show people that, you know, even though you know, when people watch me on TV and, you know, you're winning championships, you're scoring goals, you're making big hits or whatever it is, that we're still people too. And we still go through the same things that the people in the stands are going through. And so to have that connection is super important to me. And just to show people out there that, that other people are going through it too, and they're not alone.
Clifford and Griffin Nash, as well as TJ Oshie with us here on the Hoffman Show. By the way, the film Coach will debut at the DC Docs Film Festival coming up June 14th. Their specific premiere is at 11:30 a.m. at the Woolly Mammoth Theater Company. You can search DC Docs, and that's how you can find Docs, by the way, D-O-X, if you want more information on tickets and want to go see the film. So like, there's a version of this story that's a 5-minute ESPN feature. There's a version that's an hour and a half feature length film. You guys decide for about a 30-minute film here, and that is ultimately an editorial decision to say this is part of TJ's life story happening in the larger context of his entire life story. And you touch on parts of his childhood, but you don't necessarily go deep on, say, the Olympic heroics, which that could be its own 30-minute film, but save that one for another time. But like, how Griffin and Clifford, how did you guys decide what to include, what not to include, to make sure that you told both a complete story, but not one that was, you know, a 3-hour film?
I mean, first off, we could definitely make a 3-hour film of TJ's career alone. I mean, I think at one point we had a 90-minute cut of the film, but I think as the story evolved, as the 5 years went by, I mean, we narrowed it down. Like, the film's called Coach, so it's about the relationship with Coach. Like, trust me, we spent a lot of time talking to TJ about the Olympics. We shared some videos. I mean, that shootout was heard around the world. And we were having like legit chills when we were cutting those scenes together, but it really went back to what we were just discussing, like the human element of the story, like the stuff you can't Google, that connection with Coach and TJ. And again, like the title Coach, it's like, it's the father son journey piece. So yes, it was very difficult cutting some stuff out of that storyline, but I think at the end, it really tied everything together and it's raising awareness. And we partnered with Hilarity for Charity and Seth Rogen and Lauren Miller Rogen. And they share a passion for raising awareness for Alzheimer's as well. And our first call with Seth and Lauren, I should get some, like, a piece of wall art to put this in our edit suite. Seth said at the end of the day, he was like, when you're trying to tell a concise story, it's called addition by subtraction. So the hardest part is trimming that story down so that it flows and it's tighter. And yeah, there were some times in that edit suite where we were going back and forth for a while. We were like, oh, like, this is such a great moment with TJ. But then at the same time, it's like, it kind of took away from the direction we were going with his relationship with Coach and that story as well. There were a lot of parallel stories. So yeah, I mean, going back to it, I mean, it was one of the best notes we ever got from the Rogans, was addition by subtraction at the end of the day. And I'd say we're definitely very proud of, I mean, this, it's technically 35 and change right now, 35 minutes. But it's, I think it's a beautifully told story now, and we're pumped. It's taken 5 years and we're really excited to get it out there and have people see it, because I think they're going to enjoy it. So
what's it like to be on a serious call with Seth Rogen?
You know, I think we were sitting like this in like 2021 on a Zoom call. And it was like, I remember it was January and it was pitch black out here, but we were kind of pinching ourselves because like, he's making twin jokes on the Zoom call. But you know what? It was straight business. I mean, they were very professional. Like, Lauren and Seth were awesome, and their charity as well. I mean,
very generous.
They couldn't have been more supportive of this project. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's like when we set out on this story to tell with TJ, we said we wanted to bring his story to the largest audience possible to raise awareness for Alzheimer's. And I think that they saw that and they wanted to jump in and be a part of it because it means a lot to them as well. And it was great. It was a great couple Zoom calls we had with them. I'll leave it at that. So
I'm sure. TJ, perhaps the most, maybe tension filled. I'm trying to think of the right word here, but I'll go with that. Most tension filled moment, most dramatic moment of the film is when you're talking about your decision to get the genetic testing or not. You know, for those that don't know, the version of Alzheimer's that your dad had is something that can be passed down through a family. And so when you guys ultimately get this diagnosis, you are both having to deal with the reality of what that means for you, your dad, your family, but also this realization like, wow, this is something I could have and could potentially have already passed at that point. You had had your two daughters, your kids. And so can you take us through as much as you're willing to share kind of that moment, but also then the decision to ultimately get the genetic testing and why you went through with it?
Yeah, we had a growing family. We knew originally that we wanted four, and we didn't want to continue growing the family until we knew. So once we found out, my mind immediately shifts towards my kids, and you know, for better or for worse, I almost played hockey the same way. I was thinking about, you know, my teammates, not necessarily my body or getting hit or injuries or whatever it was. It just happened for whatever reason, the way I'm wired. So immediately, I wanted to start the process of trying to find out. I thought it was a quick go in and give blood thing. Apparently there's a lot more to it because obviously it's a serious diagnosis. And on top of that, if I did have it, I could also start early prevention in my 20s, early 30s. And I could also, my kids would then be able to grow up and I could think about different things as far as diet and hygiene and, you know, all the little tricks to try to push this thing off. So, it was a decision for my kids and for my, who I want my future kids that we wanted to have. And so, for me, it was a super easy decision. I imagine it's not for everyone, but it's something that was available to me. I had the ability to get it done, and hats off to the Mayo Clinic and out in Rochester for getting me in and getting me through the process. But it was a lot harder to actually do it with a psych eval and, you know, everything to make sure that everyone stays safe to figure out that diagnosis.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
TJ Oshie, along with Clifford and Griffin Nash with us here on The Hoffman Show. The new film, Coach, debuts at the DC Docs Film Festival on June 14th. TJ, another moment that I wanted to ask you about from the film is a moment that is indelible for any DC sports fan, that game against the Rangers. And it's a beautiful ending to the film, or near ending to the film. And I think it's interesting to talk to you about this as an athlete, because you experienced that through your own eyes. We all experienced it in the same way that we see it in the film. We saw it on TV. You know, I love that you guys included John Walton's calls here in our Odyssey DC family over on 106.7 The Fan. So nice shout out for us. But you know, we hear John's calls, and I'm curious, TJ, for you, what it was like to ultimately watch those moments through our eyes, the way we saw them on TV, the highlights, the footage, and hearing John's calls put alongside that versus how you experienced it in the moment, which almost must have already felt like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, it was a complete 180 from what was going on in my mind to what was going on TV and how you would see it as a fan. Obviously, there was some shenanigans going on with the game prior, with, you know, all the fights, and it was you know, overnight became two almost of the most hated teams going, or teams that instantly hated each other, and so it was, you know, very entertaining, and there's a lot of different storylines there with Tom, you know, with the fourth line all dropping the gloves at the start. I think Padern might have been out, and it was a wild game. In my eyes, basically in between, just like anytime I saw someone and they came and gave me a hug, it was like almost time to cry for me. So for me, I wasn't thinking about any of that stuff. I obviously saw it go on. Me and Coach actually watched the previous game together, you know, with people coming in and out of the house all day. The game was on, and his eyes were actually focused towards the TV, which was pretty special, since I didn't watch a lot of hockey growing up. So it's almost like we watched one last game together. Yeah, for me, it was, you know, in between shifts on the bench, I'm just trying not to break down. At one point, someone thought I was going to fight him. I almost snapped there and probably would have done something that would have got me suspended, because he tried to drop the gloves with me. Luckily, someone on their team kind of grabbed him and pulled him back and was like, hey, not him, not tonight. And so I think it was a young guy, and either way. But it was a very emotional game for me, and very different from my seat on the bench, even on the ice, you know, thinking about Coach, just trying to play and not cry, to all the other stuff that went on. So a lot of different storylines in that one game, but it was a good one and an important one for me in, you know, that early stages, just a day and a half away from Coach passing.
One more hockey question real quick on the way out here. I'd be remiss, TJ, if I didn't ask you, considering the season the Caps just had, what was it like for you watching Ovi break the record this year?
Oh, man, it was amazing. And I say this all the time. When I first came here, there was, you know, he was still scoring. He was still, you know, unbelievable. But everyone talked about this 2-year window, which would have been 10 and 9 years ago now. And it was like, there's 2 years, and then Ovi's going to get old and slow down, and Backstrom's going to get old and slow down. You know, people are losing their primes. Brooks Orpik is going to get slow down. Holby's going to slow down. And people, you know, when people keep saying that, you hear that in the media, you think, gosh, maybe, you know, he's probably going to slow down soon. Maybe he's going to slow down soon. And then after a couple of years, I was finally like, guys, I'm done second guessing anything that he can do, because he continuously proves people wrong. And every time someone says that this is the year that Ovi's going to go away, even if he doesn't have a great year, that next year is even better. So to be along for that ride and to be his teammate and his friend, for our families to for us to start families and grow families side by side, has been super, super important to me in my life. And also, I mean, to see him break the record, it was a magical moment. And having Wayne there, being there with Nick, thankful that Ted brought us along to watch on Long Island. It was amazing. I can't say enough good things about O, but I'm also not surprised that he did it.
Yeah, which, I mean, like Jerry Rice's receiving records and Gretzky's anything records, those are the ones that are just like, those are in different category. If you're touching any of them, you've done something basically superhuman. And so to see it happen was pretty wild. Clifford Griffin, anything else you want to add about the film, about the story, about working with TJ here on the way out, as people are going to get to see this film here in the next couple of weeks?
I think everybody should come to the screening next week and check out this film. It's an emotional roller coaster told by a salt of the earth guy that's a human being just like the rest of us. And I think we're just excited to get it out there. You know,
I'm sure you've been working on it for 5 years. I would say that's a fair feeling to feel.
It's been worth it. That's sure. That's documentary filmmaking in a nutshell. Yep. You know, and the story is it's evolved for sure. And I mean, I still remember the first meeting we had with TJ talking about this. I mean, sometimes it feels like yesterday. Sometimes it feels like 5 years ago.
I mean, we've watched his children grow up on a computer.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's a slice of life, but like it's been tremendously rewarding just seeing everything evolve and his family grow. And let's just get people to the theater and premiere this thing. So
let's do it. Woolly Mammoth Theater Company is where you can see it. June 14th, 11:30 a.m. DC Docs is the film festival. So you just Google that. It'll take you right to the website. You can get tickets for individual films, for the film festival as a whole. Again, Docs, D-O-X. So DC, D-O-X. Just search that and you will be able to get to where you need to go rather expeditiously. TJ Oshie, Clifford, and Griffin Nash, appreciate the time here on The Hoffman Show. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. That is, again, TJ Oshie Griffin and Clifford Nash. The film is called Coach. When we get back here on The Hoffman Show, we told you yesterday about crazy story involving the Washington Spirit. Their head coach, Jonathan Giraldez, is headed for OL Lyonnais in France, which is also owned by Spirit owner Michel Kang. One of their best players, Casey Krueger, we already had previously scheduled for an interview, so we'll talk to Casey about the things we were going to talk about, and we'll ask her about this coaching situation next here on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.